Chapter 10. Addiction. You cannot begin the work of releasing an addiction until you can acknowledge that you are addicted. Until you realize that you have an addiction, it is not possible to diminish its power. The personality rationalizes its addictions. It dresses them in attractive clothing. It presents them to itself and others as desirable or beneficial. A person who is addicted to alcohol, for example, will say to herself or to himself or to others that drunkenness is a way of loosening up, of relaxing after a tense day, of having fun, and therefore it is constructive. A person who is addicted to sex will say to himself or to herself or to others that random sexual encounters are expressions of closeness or love, that they reflect an evolved and liberated perception, and therefore they are desirable. Recognition of your own addictions requires inner work. It requires that you look clearly at the places where you lose power in your life, where you are controlled by external circumstances. It requires going through your defenses. Even when striving for clarity, or when outer circumstances, such as an injury caused by driving drunk, or a marriage wrecked by promiscuity, provide evidence of an addiction, the personality often clings to a perception of its addiction as a mere problem, initially as a small problem, then as a bigger problem, and then as a significant problem. Why does the personality resist acknowledging its addictions? Acknowledging an addiction, accepting that you have an addiction, is acknowledgement that a part of you is out of control. The personality resists acknowledging its addictions because that forces it to choose to leave a part of itself out of control, or to do something about it. Once an addiction has been acknowledged, it cannot be ignored, and it cannot be released without changing your life, without changing your self-image, without changing your entire perceptual and conceptual framework. We do not want to do that because it is in our nature to resist change. Therefore, we resist acknowledging our addictions. An addiction is not merely an attraction. It is natural for males and females to admire each other, for example, and to feel a warmth and attraction toward each other. An addiction is more than that. An addiction is characterized by magnetism and fear. There is attraction plus fear plus a jolt of energy that is out of proportion to the situation. Attractions are a pleasing part of life. They can be satisfied and left behind, but addictions cannot.